Com.
Hour three. I am George Russell sitting in for Kate Delaney, sunning herself in Hawaii, where the reports of the big waves are happening out there, where they said the National Weather Service said it expects waves 40 to 50 feet high, and they should be all over all the islands. She told me earlier they were high, and we'll give her a call in the next hour or so. And she'll be back with you soon enough, and I thank you for just hanging out with me. And I know it's hard. You get a new voice with a new demeanor. But I'm live, and I'm unscripted, unrehearsed. And I'll be with you till 4 tonight and tomorrow. Well, this morning, tomorrow morning, whatever. I'm going to get jet lag. I'm telling you, I'm going to be so far off schedule because of this, with me having to be on at 6 a.m. as well. But this show must roll on, as you are up in hours of the night as well. I'm going to go back to a couple of things. Don't think that I'm over here giving this guy a break, the president. I've smashed him on several things. I have an issue with the conflict of interest between the local American businessman and outsourcing and importing goods. He's got control over that. He's the CEO of the Business of America. Petroleum, I started the show off telling you that's the other business I'd like to go into if I come back reincarnated. I'll have a choice. I'll either be a politician, a meteorologist, or be in the petroleum business. That's another bunch of bullshit. I've done interviews over 14 years with some of the biggest people in the petroleum industry that you could possibly imagine. Every one of them sings a different song. And when I try to get to the bottom of why our American people are paying what we're paying, you can never get a straight story. The stipulations, futures, Wall Street, come on already, would you please? I don't want to hear it. I know one thing. I learned this at a very young age growing up in New York. If I bought anything from my enemy, they were going to be out to screw me. Is that frank enough for you? Why should that be any different? It's the only product I know of when we go through our presidential holidays, when we go through our two big holidays in the United States of America, when we introduce summer and say goodbye to summer, that everybody it cuts their price on a product, but not them. They raise it. They're the only ones that raise the prices at those times and give you some bullshit why. And people, well, the president, we've done this over the last 5 years and this over 10 years. No, the gas should be $1.80 a gallon. It's simple as that. Can it happen? Sure it can. Now, you go ahead and spend the rest of your life trying to figure out why not. And then try to get somebody motivated to do something. I believe the president of the United States can do something. If you don't think, look, can he, like, snap his fingers and make things happen? No, he can't. But is there another person that has more pull than this guy? You tell me. Or in the future, there'll be a woman president, her? No. They snap fingers. They get things done. There is so many things that go on behind closed doors. You have no idea. So I don't want to hear it. And, I was speaking with an individual today about trying to open up a business in the United States of America. Now, we already know, and I give the president credit for one of the things he said on the stage. I did live broadcasting for 4 days at the inauguration in 2008. It was had to be one of the craziest atmospheres I've ever been through in my life. I mean, I compared it to Woodstock. It was just ice cold. That's all. But it was a frenzy. And I remember the president of the United States standing up there saying, do you want to get this economy around? It has to start locally. He was right. It does. It definitely has to start locally. But the problem is you have big corporations across America that the government undermining the way that they do business, so they just can't do business here. And it's a crime within itself. I've always been one that has gone out of my way to try buy an American good. And sometimes it's just not easy. I understand that somebody was working, union or not union, and, you know, made a product that got shipped to my area, and I bought it. And, you know, somehow the rat wheel goes to where that person takes their family out for the movies on the weekend or whatever. I mean, that's what my mind imagines. That's what happens, I think, when we buy American goods. Unfortunately, for the companies that make these things, it's not feasible. And one of the reasons why is, I mean, there's thousands of reasons why. But you just have to think for a minute how much work goes into making something in another country to get it back here and try to keep the same quality. It's very difficult. And they're still doing it, which means it's impossible for them to do business here. Because if you think they like sending stuff by ship over to another country, waiting for it to get done, having it come back, paying taxes, paying tariffs, and only to sell it in America. If there was any way possible that some things could be a little bit more lenient, they'd do the business that they want to do here. So you tell me what the problem is. All right? And we're going to go over this. Again, with the rat wheel from that circus down there. So don't think just because I was talking about the fact that I want to go out and have a, you know, hang out with him and shoot the you know what means that I'm like this fan waving a flag for the guy. You're going to be kidding me. But that's what I'd like to have a verbal spat with him about too. You know, I want it to be like Parliament. Let's have a go. You know, in Parliament, there's a line that's been on that ground for 300 years, and there's a line for both sides, and if you take a look at the way that they put those lines on, it was the distance of where two swords wouldn't put the other one, kill the other guy. Now they do it with their mouth. You know, I would like to see a little of that right there. So, I'm not a big fan at all in that area, and I don't know how to fix it, and that's what's frustrating. Besides talking about it and getting somebody, you want to open up a business. I'll give you an example here. All right, let's just say you and I, let me think of something crazy. Okay, let's take cases for phones. I mean, they're selling like hotcakes, aren't they? And you and I come up with a nice design and put some bling on it that everybody likes, but the problem is it's plastic. And in order for us to make that plastic case for that phone, we're emitting something into the air that the United States of America says that's a no-no. And I can't afford the equipment, okay, to stop that. But I'll tell you what, there's 10,000, 15,000 people out there that want my product. I know they've been asking for it, you know. So what do we do? Well, China will make them for peanuts. Because they could care less what they pump into the air. Now, am I being ethical because I'm not caring? And somehow the trade winds and the polar Bolstein vortex is going to bring that stuff back here? I can't think about that when I'm in the business of here trying to do this. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because of the EPA. It's restricted businesses from doing anything around here. And I want to know who started that EPA anyway? Because it had to start. I'll tell you how it started. It started from one of the presidents getting some money from somebody to help him run. Who knows what? Let's find somebody. Who do you think was responsible for this thing? And my point is that the money that a lot of the politicians get when they get into office, they start to bring people in. Oh, yeah, that guy gave me this much. Let me bring him in. You know, what do you know anything about air quality? Yeah, okay, start a committee. I mean, it may sound funny, but this is why we're in dire straits right now because of that. I'm going to take a break. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. I'm George Russell on America Tonight. Be right back.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Some of those seeds. I'm George Russell, live, unscripted, unrehearsed, sitting in for Kate Delaney, who's in Hawaii. We'll speak to her in the next hour. Thank you for hanging out with me as I just babysit while she's gone. And while the cat's away, the mice play. You know how that goes. I know another guy that's not too liked either. He's going to join me right now. Attorney Mark Stevens, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Good morning, counsel. Where is he? He's not here? Okay, thank you. That's all right. He's been in, you know, he's a DWI lawyer, but let me tell you, I'm going to go over, he's been in some, he didn't answer. What are you doing? What are you doing? What's he doing, this guy? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:19 in the morning. What the heck is he trying to do here to me? Oh, boy. That was the voice of the extraordinaire producer in beautiful Minneapolis. Good. Put him up. Thank you. Good morning, counsel.
Good morning, George. How are you?
What are you doing? You're late. We're leaving voicemails? What's going on?
Sir, I was at my post. They called my cell phone, not the office number here at the Hall of Justice where I'm seated.
So I gave... Oh, that's right. I gave him the wrong number. That was my bad.
Yes. I was going to put it in those terms, but yeah. Well,
you could have, no problem. I don't mind. Yeah. Hey, I make mistakes all the time.
I presume everyone to be innocent, so.
Yeah. Well, Attorney Mark Stevens, joins us live here on America Tonight, and I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. How you been, pal? All right? Everything all right?
I've been fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you. I love talking to you about the law. That's something I should have been. I should have been a lawyer, Mr. Stevens. You know,
well, you're great at what you do, but you would have been a great lawyer, I believe.
I couldn't afford the schooling. You know, I had to go to school.
It's hard.
I had to go to... What's that?
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to...
Whoa, When I was younger like that, they didn't have the grants that they were giving away today, like, you know, cotton balls. Anybody can get that. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? Hey, listen. Yeah, I saw that besides the fact that you do, you know, your DWI thing, I was reading this week about your friends in the news again.
And who is that?
The friend of yours, you know, did you not have anything to do with the Pamela Smart case by any chance?
I've represented two of the co-defendants on post-conviction motions. So,
why don't you tell the listening audience just a small thing about Pamela Smart?
Sure, that was a the first televised murder case in America back in the 90s, and it involved Miss Smart engaging her boyfriend, who was a high school student while she was working at the school, to murder her husband, and it happened. So. The four high school students were convicted of different degrees of murder, second-degree murder, for their roles in the crime. They were given second-degree murder because they testified against her.
Yeah.
She was convicted of first-degree murder, got life without possibility of parole. That is.
Yeah, she doesn't like you.
My hunch is no. I don't think so, because in the post-conviction proceedings, of course, you know, the boys have all admitted their guilt for their role in the crime, and that doesn't fit with their story that it never happened.
Right. That's yeah. Look, I was talking a little bit earlier about something that's interesting. You still follow a lot of trials and stuff. You have to keep up on the law and stuff like that. How long have you been a lawyer, anyway?
Since 1998.
All right.
How many years that is.
It's quite a long time.
I think it's about 15.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting thing with this new trials sought for this George Stinney, who was executed at 14.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Oh, my goodness gracious. One of the problems that I think is, listen, if you this thing doesn't smell right out of the box, okay?
Sure.
There's no witness evidence that might have vindicated him at the time. That wasn't even presented during a trial. It was over in 3 hours. It was an all-white jury. Convicted him in a flash. 10 minutes. And then he was sentenced to be electrocuted until your body be dead in accordance with the law.
Yeah,
and 3 months after the girl's death, the guy was escorted to electric chair. And that was a Columbia penitentiary. And the problem was...
Today, you know, the Supreme Court, there's a line of cases that have ruled that today, a person that age couldn't even be convicted to life without the possibility of parole, much less executed. It's no longer constitutionally proper for a 14-year-old to be sentenced to death, period. And in this case, it's really, really sad that the fact that today they know that there's an alibi witness. Whether the jury believed her or not, she should have been presented to the jury. Her sister was with him for the rest of the day. She was with him at the time that he saw the two girls who were killed, and he was in his sister's presence throughout the rest of that day. Any lawyer that can read and write would have put her on the stand to say so, and they didn't present a single witness. They didn't ask a single question of any of the prosecution witnesses. They just sat there like bumps on a log and let this kid get convicted and electrocuted, and it's really, really sad.
You know, they put him in this chair when they were put him to death. The kid was 95 pounds. He was 5'1". They had to use books that they put so he could sit on the seat so he'd fit in a chair. You imagine pulling off something like that today?
Oh, yeah, and that should have set off a couple of bells and whistles, you know, that the electrodes didn't fit on him, the straps were too loose. So what all that adds up to is it took him longer to kill him, because he didn't fit in the apparatus that they used, and that apparatus has been deemed unconstitutional. They can't kill people like that anymore.
How's this going to play out now? They don't even have a lot of the stuff. The stuff was destroyed. It's gone. I mean, you know, what do they do?
Well, they didn't have that much stuff to begin with. You know, they had supposedly a confession that disappeared, sure, you know, because they let murder confessions disappear. It's pretty implausible that they would let something like that disappear. The circumstances they obtained the confession under were you had this 14-year-old black kid in South Carolina in a room full of white cops, no parent, no lawyer present. if they hadn't gotten a confession out of that, it would have been shocking. And, he wasn't, who knows if he was Mirandized or not. Well, they didn't have Miranda then, period. But he obviously didn't have anyone there to speak up for him. So they come out with a confession and they lose it. It's just a sickening case to read.
That's about
the amount of time it takes to try a reckless driving case or a simple DWI case with one cop witness and no breath test. That's about how long they take. To picture a capital murder case taking 3 hours. Jury comes back in 10 minutes, which is unheard of. And the reason they come back in 10 minutes is because the defense lawyers don't do anything. They don't question. They don't present anything. There's this sister here who should have been interviewed at least. That would have said I was with him. He didn't do it.
And let's talk a little bit about that. I could get into this all day. I don't even know if they should go bring this back up again, because what is going to end up happening if they allow this? There's going to be a ton of them that are going to be brought up. I'll tell you right now. This will open the floodgates for it.
Good.
You're a DWI lawyer. That's what you mostly focus on right now.
That's correct.
For it? Against it? What?
Well, I defend people that have been accused of driving while intoxicated.
How does one go about getting the bye-bye DWI winter knit hat?
Well, all one has to do really is ask. I've seen you sporting one.
The only time I don't wear it is Fridays when I have the police chief in.
I don't think they would like it much. I don't think they would.
They wouldn't come
they
on my show one. Anymore.
I think they'd come on. Just turn it around, George. They won't see those.
This is why I introduced you as a guy who's not liked much, because you have. How many attorneys are there like you that do that? That's their focus, you know?
Yeah, not many that try DWI cases, every week. But it's what I do. Most DWI cases tend to go to trial because the state doesn't want to break them down. And most people refuse the breath test. So they're triable cases. So
are you allowed to practice law outside of the state of New Hampshire?
I am. I'm licensed in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
What about giving advice to somebody that's across the country that might be listening?
You can't really give legal advice unless you're admitted in that state. That they're calling from, or that the alleged crime occurred in.
But if they go to your website and they read some information that may help them, there's nothing against that now. They can't do anything about that.
No. Encourage that. I have two websites. There's byebyedwi.com that you mentioned, and also nhcrime.com or newhampshirecrime.com for other types of crime.
Hey, maybe you and I will do this again tomorrow.
I
have a lot more to talk
great.
To you about.
Absolutely.
All right.
Always a pleasure, George. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye, DWI.com. Thanks, Mark. Attorney Mark Stevens.
You're welcome, George. Bye now.
Interesting. All right, well, I'm George. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight, and I'm live in real time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's ManCow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in beautiful 85-degree Hawaii. I spoke to her about 4 hours ago, and she's snorkeling with turtles while I'm freezing over here in 5-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I have something special for you. You know, I am a car buff. I've been a car buff my whole life since I was a kid. I learn about them still today. And this time of the year, I always get excited, too, because the car shows come out and all the new stuff comes out. And technology is far beyond anything that I had thought. And I'm sure Henry Ford thought way back when. But I found a gentleman that has taken it to a whole different level when it comes to repairing cars and cars in general. And his name is Eric. And he has a, I don't know what you call it, but he has a YouTube channel. And his name is, guess what? Eric the Car Guy. Eric the Car Guy, welcome to the Kate Delaney America show, Tonight Show, and I'm George.
Thank you very much.
Now, first, before we get there, I want to know who gave you the label Eric the Car Guy.
I gave me the label Eric the Car Guy. let's put it this way. My mom named me Eric, and I took the Car Guy and added it on there.
So I guess, did you go to school for automotive repair or anything when you were younger?
Indeed, I did. Mm-hmm. I went to school at Rosedale Technical Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had a really great time there. They gave me just what I needed to basically start out as a technician in the field, and I did really well.
And besides what you learn in the school, it's a whole different ballgame when you're out there turning nuts and bolts, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, school was like the foundation, and then you build on that with the experience, which pretty much means you broke a lot of stuff and learned what not to do.
And spent a lot of money.
Yeah, and on tools. Yeah. I forget about
how long have you been, working on cars?
Well, honestly, I was working on my bikes as a kid. And I started working on cars actually before I could drive when I was about 15. So it was just something I just always had an affinity for. I always just felt comfortable being dirty and playing with old rusty things.
So I would assume that right after school you went to work in the automotive industry for someone, right?
I was actually fortunate enough to get a job before I actually graduated. So
because of your proficiency, Eric, the car guy. That's why.
You know, you want to say something like that, but the truth actually is I actually got fired from a job for working on cars on the weekends. I was actually only supposed to be pumping gas at the gas station, but somebody came in on a weekend when nobody was there, said that they had problems with their brakes. I said, no problem, I'll help you. Boss found out about it. Next thing I know, I was looking for a job. So.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely not as old as I am, because you don't remember the days that they were pumping gas and they were actually washing your windshield and checking your oil, do you? Did they do?
Actually, that was me.
That was you? Okay.
I had that job.
But then you went a little further and decided to do brakes.
Well, it was sort of like that, because I got to tell you, if you ever want to see the world, sometimes just staying in one place, you can see many, many things. And where I used to work is no longer there anymore, but it was one of the last full-service gas stations, and all kinds of people would come in there from all different walks of life. And, you know, I got a chance to know them through their cars. It's interesting how people wear their cars like clothes sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I sort of got a feel for the people and their cars with that job. So, in a way, it kind of laid the foundation for everything that came after.
I'm George Russell speaking with Eric the Car Guy, filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. So, like most people that go out on their own, you decided to go out on your own.
In a way, I was kind of forced out. I was working at the dealership, and one thing led to another. I got involved with somebody who actually was doing some not-so-great things at the dealership, and management decided that I was tied into this person, so they let us both go on the same day. After that, I decided, well, you know, I just didn't want to get back into the repair industry. I wanted to do something else. And actually, for a time before I was let go, I was working in video production. I started my own video production company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, videotaping weddings, doing some corporate things. And, you know, I wasn't doing great with it. It was something to do on weekends, but I really had a passion for it.
Yeah, that experience, along with your automotive experience, has come into Eric the Car Guy with hundreds of thousands of views with your videos on how to repair cars, because you use your video proficiency with the automotive, and look at the recipe.
You got it. You got it. That was exactly what happened. With the video production experience and the mechanical experience, I decided to put them together. And that's when Eric the Car Guy was born.
Okay, but, you know, not only do you do that, and there's a lot of people that do them, but you have a talent to teach, you speak well, and you're very good at what you do. And the one thing that I really admire is you're not throwing stuff. There's no swearing. You haven't lost your mind. You have tackled some major jobs, and along the way you're talking and you're teaching. And I don't really think you know how many people you've actually helped, because of all the ones that may comment and write to you, there's 100,000 that don't, you know.
Well, I appreciate every one of them, because they've allowed me to do the very thing that I do today. So for me, it's a two-way street. As much as I've helped them, they've helped me as well, and I'm in a much better place now being Eric the Car Guy than I was being a technician. And it's something I feel very passionate about, and like I said, very grateful for being where I am and doing what I do.
But you are a technician still.
I don't really consider myself a technician anymore, because I don't get up every day and work on cars. I basically manage and run Eric the Car Guy, which honestly is a job in and of itself, trust me.
But you have to work on cars if you're going to keep Eric the Car Guy.
Oh, I do. I do. And I have plans to work on more. In fact, I'm kind of going to be looking for a cameraman here pretty soon, so I can actually...
Now you're growing. You're growing now.
Well, it would be great. It would be great, you know, because working on cars is one thing. Filming working on cars is something different altogether.
Oh, I watched one of them when you put one of those new helmet cams on. Listen, you might not think you're funny sometimes, but I find some of the stuff hilarious. I'm dying over here watching some of them.
You know, I try to tell my wife that all the time, and, you know, there are times when I guess my humor doesn't go over too well.
No, you gotta get it, you know, and the whole thing, it's just like me. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. All of her listeners that are used to them, they're probably ready to throw me off the radio, but, you know, once you get to know somebody a little bit, you know, you get to see it. You get to see it, and then you buy into it. But personally speaking, I think there are hundreds of people that can learn the simplest things from watching your videos that they don't have to go out and spend an arm and a leg on. And that was the objective of this whole thing. You can do a lot and save a lot of money, and everybody knows that things are tight these days with cars, even though they're becoming a little bit more technical than you and I probably ever thought they would, you know?
Well, I'm trying to demystify that, and that's part of the whole philosophy behind my tagline, Stay Dirty. It's not so much a physical state of being. It's more of a state of mind. Yeah. It's the fact that, you know, if you apply yourself and you have a bit of understanding with what you're doing, you might be surprised at what you're capable of, and that's what I'm about. I'm an enabler, if you will, and I just try to put it out there so that the people can take the information, especially the people that can't afford auto repair.
Well, you're a super nice guy, very approachable. I would, you know, I imagine, you know, you've started a thing now where you do question and answers. I mean, this is a full-time gig, man. I mean, you've got it to the point right now where if you didn't want to take a break, you wouldn't have to take a break.
Well, I took a break recently, and I almost regret it because it took me 2 weeks to catch up after taking 2 weeks off.
You have created a Frankenstein, dude.
In a way, yes.
Eric the Frankenstein.
Like I said, it's really worked out, and I'm really grateful to be doing what I'm doing because I got to tell you, it's awesome.
So, if anybody wants to go and visit your YouTube channel, what is it anyway?
It's Eric the Car Guy.
And you have a website.
Indeed, ericthecarguy.com.
And is there any difference between the two?
Well, the YouTube videos are basically where a lot of the discovery happens. That's where a lot of people find me. But what I've done is I've spent a great deal of time, effort, and money, along with my web developer, Wyatt Talley, to try to put together a place where people can go and get answers. Because one of the things that I ran into, you know, not long after I started doing this was an email box that was just completely overflowing. There are a lot of people out there looking for individualized help, and, you know, they're all asking me these things, and there's only one of me, but there's a whole lot of them. Mm. So what I did was I tried to make ericthecarguy.com a place where they could go, they could get answers, or at least get a general idea of where to look, and in addition to that, I have a forum to where if they can't find the answers through, you know, all the things that I have available on the website, they can ask their questions in our forum, and it's not just me, but a lot of really great people have come there and contributed to that. And it's become a place where a lot of people are getting help.
I'm laughing because I can imagine you opening up your email and you get an email from some guy in Ireland that says, "Hey, Eric, I got some clunking in the back of my car. It's going kink, 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 kink."
That is not far from the truth. I mean, all over the world. It's just bizarre the emails I get in the places they're from. I mean, they're the Philippines. I was surprised at all the stuff I got from the Philippines.
What kind of cars are they driving over there? Has been USA-made vehicles or what?
They've got some different things over there. They're just, you know, there's still some, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes.
Well, look, listen, I wish you the best. I'm going to have you on again. I want to see how you're faring 6 months from now. You know, and it's good for everybody to go stop by, learn a couple things, and he's easy and approachable, and he just makes things so easy for you. You could spend thousands of dollars going to a technical school to sit and watch 2 to 3 hours of what this guy's doing and learn quite a bit. So I want to just tell you I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much for that, George. I appreciate this very much.
Anytime, Eric. Listen, we will talk to you again. Don't forget, www.youtube.com, and then I guess it's Eric the Car Guy, right?
EricTheCarGuy.com, that's it.
Greetings. Give me the opening line that you do. I want it live. Give me that opening line you do. I want it live right now.
Greetings, viewers. Eric the Car Guy here. We're hanging out fixing something today. Stick around.
No, that's not what you say. You didn't.
Well, you talking about the lead out or the lead in?
The lead in.
The lead in?
Yeah.
Greetings, viewers. Eric the Car Guy here. I don't know what I say after that.
sort of
depends. It's like, it depends on what I'm doing. I never, you know, whatever's in front of me.
With another exciting video. All right, listen, I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, sorry about that.
No, you didn't botch it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, stay there.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's nice music. Well, good morning and then a good evening to those of you across the country on different time zones. That was pretty. That was nice. I'm George, sitting in for Kate Delaney. It's good to be with you. Thank you for joining me. The fastest 3 hours in radio already, isn't it? We still have a lot to get to. Oh, let's throw another one out the window, shall we? We can throw this one away. Yeah. Yeah, it'll only keep us together for 40 years because the captain and Tennille are getting divorced. 40 years of marriage. She's 73, he's 71. Why bother? They were married in 1975. They have no children. I mean, what do you think's going on there? Just seems to be the sign of the times anyway, though, you know? I'm like, I couldn't believe it when I saw that. Is it, you know, love will keep us together. Well, I guess there's no more love. Is that what we're supposed to take out of that? Oh, the captain. Remember that show? What a different time that was. All right, let's back to a couple more serious issues here. I was talking when we first began the program about this particular state that I live in, which is New Hampshire. Many people don't know about it. I know I had a lot of fun when I was doing the Fox gig and sit at the round table with all these, you know, experts on this and experts on that and experts on this. They had no idea what my state did or what was it about. They thought that this is a place where you walk around naked, smoke pot, and carry guns. That's basically what they thought about us, you know, up here. And it's not true. And I'm from New York City. So when I first came out here in 1999, it was a beautiful summer day in August. And this is what happened. This is how the population increases in this state. The water at the lake was like glass, and there wasn't a leaf on the tree moving, and the sky was just vivid blue. And I'm like, this is like one step closer to the next step to heaven from where I come from. And I said, I'm moving here. And I did. And I did within 3 months' time. Did a little bit of research on it, you know, of course. Cost of living and this, that, the other thing. And I had a rude awakening when I got here because for a good 2-3 months, my ears were ringing. I would have been used to an environment that was very noisy, that, you know, whatever. It didn't matter. Trash cans being thrown around, sirens, gunshots, people screaming, you name it, anything that was going on downtown Manhattan, to nothing but silence. And I actually could, you know, stars. You know, stars in the sky. I was like, wow, because of the light pollution there. But here's a state, you know, and you know these deep, the people that are running your states, your governors and your House members and senators. It's like a group of individuals. You know, they have the governor's council across the country, and these people, you know, find out what's going on in another state, in another state. And I don't understand how we. I do understand. I shouldn't say that anymore. I've come to the conclusion your cities and your states have financial problems because of the mismanagement of money. All right, so there's your reasoning. And I know we don't have as many people as you may have, but, you know, it's in the millions, and there's still money. I mean, we've had cities across the United States. Oh, boy, here we go. Now, listen, I've been doing, this is like 6-7 hours I've been talking, and no sleep, so I might, my brain may not be at its top, but it's still better than 95% of the rest of the people out there, even when I'm at this condition. Pawtucket, Rhode Island, a small little city, was filing for bankruptcy. It made headline news about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was a shock to the United States of America. What do you mean a city can go bankrupt? Are you sure we can do this? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you and I remember the broadcast morning when I had that come across my desk, and I said, this is it. Just like we talked earlier about this particular trial that's going to come up again. It's going to open the door for others to do the same thing. And when I read about Detroit about a month ago, my heart just sunk to the ground, and I pleaded for those people on the radio for it. I took a good 2 hours of my program. I felt horrible for them. When we get moved by certain things, everybody does. This is why you get people that'll travel halfway across the country to help people in floods and tornadoes and stuff. Just something moves you. And in a lot of situations, you want to, but there's nothing you can do. You know, I think about my father, who worked at the same company for 48 years and was able to retire, although they tried to buy him out for 2025. He didn't want to go. Funny thing about it, after he got out and he retired, about 10 years afterwards, he said, I should have taken that buyout when I was 40. He's having more fun now than he's ever had when he was retired, but he did the 48. And you've got people that gave their lives and souls and everything else, any other dream that they might have had, you got to think about it. You know, you might be in that position. You're young. You want a future. You want a home. You're going to get married, have children. I want, you know, something that's going to be there for me when I get older. And, you know, that dream of chasing rainbows like myself, you can't do. Because you're going to work for the city, the town, the state, until you're old enough to retire. And this is what my life is going to be like. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Problem is when they turn around and tell you, we're not going to give you the money we promised you because we've mismanaged the money. Those are crimes in my eyes. And if I start talking about it, I'm going to get worked up again. What do you do? What do you do when you're 74, 75? It's not like you're going to go out and get a job right away. You know that's hard to do. We're going to cut your pay half. It's just like you can't even comprehend it. Your jaw drops. And I just feel for them. So, and I go back to my state and say, well, look, As much as I may ride a lot of the House members, the senators, I call them. When on my show, I call these people live. There's no producer. I call them raw. Okay, and they're gonna get on. If they're not gonna get on, they're gonna wish that they did. You know, nobody escapes my verbal meat grinder if I've got something to talk about here. And as much as that goes on, at the same token, we have a state that hasn't mismanaged money. And also, listen, we don't have any sales or income tax here. Now, again, we don't have as many people. There is a few million here. It's a pretty big state. It's very important when it comes to be political, isn't it? It doesn't matter. My point was, you've got a small little tiny city with 20,000, 15,000 people in Pawtucket that has to go bankrupt. I have a state that's doing well. You know, the license plate is live free or die. Why? Well, because we have choices here. All right. If you want to ride a motorcycle and you want to wear a helmet, go ahead. If you don't want to, you don't have to. How about this one in this day and age? You don't have to have car insurance if you don't want. Huh? Yeah. So most of you say, well, that's stupid. Well, yeah, because if you get into one fender bender, you guarantee you're going to have to get insurance after that. You can have the right to carry a firearm if you so desire, all right? If you're going to put it underneath your jacket or whatever like that there, you have to get a carry concealed permit. And the beat goes on. But no sales tax and no income tax. Now, where does the state make its money? Well, you've got some tolls and you've got registrations for cars and they tax that and it's every 2 years and property taxes. And that's it. And we haven't mismanaged money. Now, if this state can do it like that without the income other states have, why aren't they looking at it and asking the governors, all of them, because not just one, just like when it gets somebody in the office down in Washington, it's not just, you know, look, come on, let's face it. Every problem we have is not Barack Obama's, was it George Bush's, Bill Clinton's? You got to go back to Coolidge, Harding, Wilson, Hoover, Taft, Garfield, Arthur, stop back there. Okay, it's not just one person's problem that they're in the position that they're in. So you can take a look at what this state's done and say, well, why can't we do that? That's why. That's why I came here, for the opportunity that we have and the choices that you don't have in a lot of areas. And I feel bad for those of you out there that are strapped. I live right now from where my broadcast booth is at my studio. I am 25 minutes from the Massachusetts border, which at one time was the staple from the freedom of oppression. And they are the highest taxed citizens almost in the United States of America. It's an embarrassment. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come right back. No, we're not. We're going to go to the news. Then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to talk to Kate. I'm George, filling in for Kate on America Tonight. My email, george@rocktalkradio.us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.